You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. You join us on Tuesday's edition where we're looking ahead to the action at Clonmel. We've got five races to preview on this edition. The chase track is waterlogged, so it's an all-hurdle card. In effect, five hurdle races stand ahead of us on the last bit of Irish racing before the Christmas break. And joining myself, Sam Norris, on the line, as ever, is our Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
How are you today?
Yeah, pretty good. Yes, pretty good.
Good. You'd have thought with all that prize money on offer at Kempton and Leopardstown over the festive period, Willie Mullins would give the rest of Ireland a bit of a break, but such is his armoury, Andy. No such luck today.
Oh, no chance of that. He always likes to have his foot in everyone else's throat. keeps him well below the parapet. Yeah, it looks another benefit for the master trainer who had four winners of the day. Should have had five, of course, with a follow at the last. And he unleashes a couple of nice types on a... Well, there has to be said, a fairly modest card. It tells you all you need to know, really, doesn't it, this meeting today. Almost got abandoned. The last two chase races are called off because of the inclement condition. So it's obviously going to be very, very testing. And, Willie Mullins' horses are certainly got what it's made of, and that they tend to just go through any kind of ground.
Yeah, absolutely. It's officially soft to heavy on the hurdle track, but... That may well deteriorate as we go through the day. We'll get stuck into the betting then. We start with the 12.50. This is a maiden hurdle, and the first of William Mullins' short price favourites goes here. It's Bello Conti, who is 2-5 at the time recording. Mad Fun in the West, 11-4. 13-2 for Joshua Lane, formerly placed in the year in the Cheltenham bumper, of course. Sizing Brisbane is 12-1. 20-1 or bigger prices for the rest of them. Seemingly a lot of dead wood in the race. Are you with the short price favourite here, Andy?
Well, there's two horses head the market in their respective main hurdles today, which, to be fair, I don't know a great deal about other than what we read in the papers. Obviously, they both come from the French provinces. Of course, Bello Conti is the representative for Willie Mullins in the Gigginstown at Silks in the first race. And all eyes, of course, will be on this one, being put in a 2-5 favourite. I think the only real logical thing today to do is perhaps do some each-way doubles against it, or perhaps bet without the favourite. It certainly gives you a little bit more scope than what you will have taking thin prices about horses you don't really know. And to be fair, I read or went back through, revisited Willie Mullins' Jump Stable Tour from the 2nd of November, and both of these horses weren't even in there. So it just shows you the strength in depth that he has got, that these two horses, respectively 2-5 and 1-3, are not even in the actual guide that he set out. So... That's, like I say, that's pretty much an indication of the strength and depth he's got. Mad Fun in the West looks the obvious one, I suppose, for the each-way merchants, having finished second the other day behind one of Willie Mullins. He's at court called Blue Et Rouge. Joshua Lane was a bit disappointing the other day, so that kind of like leads me on to a little sneaky one that I've unearthed here. I've actually had a few quid on this at 40-1 this morning. William Hill went 40-1 about Lake Takapuna and Quickly have ducked for cover with that. That's now half the odds into 20s. Basically off the back of a very eye-catching run the other day at Thurles in a similar race to this. He showed more than the ability than his eighth final position suggested. He got hampered early on. A horse ran off the track on the home turn and almost carried him out, so that actually isn't in the form card. Therefore, he found himself stranded at the back of the field. But he did make some nice late headway without being unduly punished. Now, of course, this horse, with such a profile, might just be running for a handicap mark here today, and we might be completely nutty on a non-jigger. But if it runs on its merits, certainly think it's got the ability to at least get itself into the first three or four here. So my recommendation would be perhaps to have a bet without the favourite or an each-way bet if you can get slightly better than 20-1.
OK, then Lake Takapuna, 20-1 with the same. Without the favourite, it's 12-1 at the time recording. We go ahead to race two then. This comes up at 120, a 2-mile mare's hurdle here. Vroom Vroom Mag is 10-1 on to land this. Mrs. McVeal 14-1, 20-1 Dragon Faye. Kate's Benefits 25s and 33s for Thanks for Tea. Vroom Vroom Mag has scored over fences 6 times in her career. Reverts back to hurdles today. Will be interesting to see what the ultimate plan is with this one, but with a clear round today, looks likely to oblige, Andy.
Yeah, I think this is probably one of the best pieces of race planning that has ever been evolved from Willie Mullins. How he's managed to get this horse to win all these races without taking on anything of any great note is absolutely nothing short of miraculous. Just gets a little bit frustrated when you keep seeing her running against, let's say, much weaker opposition as she starts 1-4, 1-5, and as it is today, 1-10. I mean, there isn't much excitement in that. And okay, like I say, it's all well and good, and she keeps totting up all these grade 2 and grade 3 races, which don't amount to much. But we want to see her take on some decent horses sooner rather than later. That's what the game's all about. I'm sure Willie will do that sooner rather than later. And hopefully it might well be this year at the Cheltenham Festival. I think us English punters have certainly been deprived of a very good mare taking on some better opponents. But I think the question is today, what's going to finish second to the favourite? Because we all know Vroom Vroom Mag will win this in a canter. And the one I'm going to go with here is Dragon Faye, the second or third favourite, whichever list you look at, to chase home Willie Mullins' charge. She was really impressive first time up down in Tipperary when she scored in quite a decent time, beating Blazing West, who's won a couple of races since. The time of the race is very good, actually. And because of her proximity in the market at Down Royal on a Grade 3 next time out, it kind of left connections with no other alternative but to try and chase Lissandia. Now, trying to chase Lissandia is almost like trying to catch Usain Bolt over short distance, because that Lissandia just absolutely blasted off in front, went about 20 lengths clear, and Dragon Faye, like I say, was the one who was a sacrificial lamb and tried to catch Lissandia. And because of that, she obviously paid for it in the latter stages, because I do think Lissandia, we're going to be seeing big things of this mare later on in the season when the ground dries out. And I think at the Cheltenham Festival, maybe even the Punchestown Fairy House Festival, she's going to be mopping up some graded races. Colapia, who's second, has run incredibly well since the booster form. Of course, a winner next time out at Punchestown and finished second the other day down in Newbury in a graded race. So I do think that form's all right. The time figure of both Dragon Faye's races are good. The ground shouldn't be a problem for this horse, because all her best form was on soft to heavy ground on the flat. And like I say today, I think she's got the kind of a little bit more of a luxury to be given a little bit more of a patient run than she did last time out. So Dragon Faye is the obvious choice without the favourite in the second.
5-2 without the favourite then about Dragon Faye, and possibly look at a forecast there as well. We go on to the next race then. This is the 150, a 2 mile handicap hurdle here, where Indian Fairy heads affairs at 9-4. 6-1 about Sizing Silver, same price Kentucky Lass. Table Tips is 8-1, double figure prices for the rest of them. This one looks a bit more competitive, Andy, but Indian Fairy has been well found this morning.
Quite rightly so as well, Sam. Definitely my choice here, Indian Fairy. Model of consistency, in great form at the moment. And on top of that, she's got a fantastic record here at Clonmel. Very much a specialist track. You have to have a horse that can handle the contours of the up and down nature of this track. They sweep into the home bend off a almost like a downhill shooter when they come out the back straight. So, you need a horse who's got plenty of experience here. And this horse does get on really well with today's pilot, Don Amado, as well, who takes off a valuable 7, which will come in handy. If you go back 2 starts, this horse is winning over fences here, proving her well-being and, of course, her track craft by beating Hole in the Wall Bar, who's now back number. And last time out, unfortunately, she bumped into the very durable and likeable, very industrious Miss Dynamic, who's almost been on the go since the summer jumping period and has done connections proud all the way through that time. So there's certainly no disgrace in that. There's good gaps back to the third and the fourth on that particular occasion. So I think she actually ran up to right to her best form. And she returns here over hurdles off quite a favourable mark as well. She's in the almost pushing up towards 120 over fences. She's here off 102. You take off Donna minus 7, of course, that gets her off 95. So this is an ideal opportunity here to strike back. She's round about 5-2, generally speaking, on the morning line this morning. I can only see it going one way, and hopefully the result will match where the betting's going.
Indian Fairy, then, it is for Andy. In the 150, we go then to the penultimate race today at Clonmel. This one comes up at 220, a 2.5 mile maiden hurdle for us here. Atoy Fuel is the 4-11 favourite for Willie Mullins. Sizing Alberta is 5-2, 16-1 by that front pair. Another recruit here from France, Andy, but Sizing Alberta should ensure that it's at least given some sort of a test today.
That's how I see it, Sam, to be honest. And at the prices, around about 11 to 4, 5 to 2, I'm going to be prepared to go with that size now, Alberto. You certainly know what you're going to get with that horse. You don't know what you're going to get without a toy fill. OK, you might be back in a short price winner, but, you know, 4 to 11, you're not going to get rich. But I certainly, there'll be plenty of punters out there prepared to have a go with the second in. Off that back of that run behind, a very useful horse of Gordon Elliott's called Jetstream Jack. Now, that horse went on to usurp Thomas Hobson in the betting the other day when they clashed at Punchestown, but unfortunately for Jetstream Jack's fans, they saw the backside of yet another William Mullins-trained novice hurdler. So the form of that race collectively doesn't look too bad. We know this horse handles the ground and the track, so that's the positive there. So if a toy filly is going to win, he's got to run up to a reasonable standard to do so here, and that's why I'm just favouring the second favourite here for a little bit of each way. Well, not each way, a little bit of value.
OK, sizing Alberta then for Andy in the 220. The final race on Clonmel's card today then is the 250. This is a 2.5 mile handicap hurdle, the most competitive betting heat of the day in the morning prices. Ice Cool is the 5-1 market leader here. 6-1 for Mick Milano, but that would need a couple to come out of the race. 7-1 about easy to find. Varenne de Vauzelle is 9-1, and it's 10-1 for Chinac. Bigger prices for the rest of them. What are you liking this one?
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if Ice Cool was to oblige here. Certainly a decent run the other day, suggesting that it's ready to strike. Of course, that was the last run in the old connections. Michael Cullohan had that horse previously. But now in the care of Val O'Brien, who certainly is in good form at the moment. Ard Greg, of course, won for this stable the other day. And he's had plenty of joy with Al Barter as well over the summer jumping period. So it's a stable that's certainly not frightened of having winners. And the market suggests this one's going to be well fancied today, around about the 4-5-1 mark. If he can work his magic after the 26 days period it's been in the stable, then clearly the rest of the field are going to be fighting a losing battle. But there are one or two other horses here that do make some sort of appeal at much bigger odds. And the one I quite like here at a gargantuan 25-1, I'm going to go for it. Last race before the Christmas period. Let's go for a bit of a touch with Jack's Island. The grand old 12-year-old that hasn't won for quite a while. You've got to go back to 2014, of course, to see his last victory, of course, in that four-miler over the banks at the festival itself. But this horse has got plenty of back class and, of course, loves it here at Clonmel. Three wins prior to that Punchestown victory have all come here at this venue. Generally speaking, has got a chequered career, actually, over this track. He either wins or runs pretty indifferently. I'm just hoping that today's going to be his day. He comes here off the back of a little bit of a topsy-turvy last couple of runs, a decent six at Punchestown, and of course he slipped up on his last visit in the when he went over to the bank. So he does stay particularly strong. That's what you're going to need today. And of course he's a four-miler. Then he's going to be one of the few that's going to keep rocking and rolling at the finish. So 25-1, Jack's Island. Hopefully he'll give us a decent run for our money in the final race on the card.
And they're going for plenty of value then in the final race today at Clonmel with Jack's Island. Just remind us, please, one more time then, your selections, what is now a 5-race card over at Clonmel.
Yeah, I'm just going to hunt around for a little bit of value today. Obviously, Willie Mullins is going to probably clean up in most of these novice hurdles, but we're not going to get fat off quite a few of them. So I'm going to offer up Lake Takapuna each way. It's a big price in the first, with or without the favourite. Dragon Fay without the favourite is the bet in the 120. In the 150, Indian Fairy looks a really solid jolly there. To continue the good work, particularly at the track. In the 220, I'm going to take on Willie Mullins' hot pot here. Rather stupidly, many might cry, but Sergeant Alberta's certainly got some decent form enough to give the favourite a race anyway. Ice Cool may be the one to beat on its first run for new connections in the 250, but I'm going to take a little bit of a punt on the 25-1 shot Jack's Island to roll back the ears and perhaps put another one next to his name over a track that he's already gone well many times in the past.
Andy Holding's thoughts then ahead of the action today at Clonmel. Remember to join us live on William Hill Racing Radio from 12:20 p.m. with Mick Norton, Rory Delaghi and James Millman in the studio. We've got that Clonmel card covered in its entirety alongside Southall and Wolverhampton. So make sure you join us for all of that from 12:20. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast, Andy, and best of luck today at Clonmel.
Cheers, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.